discussing the recipients and who al pi halacha is entitled or who is supposed to receive tzedakah, defined the place to discuss three basic categories. There's a legal distinction, what's called, what is the definition of an ani, who is an ani, who is not an ani. The Chazal point out that, first of all, there's a level where one is called an ani. At a point above that, one is entitled legally to accept tzedakah. And there's a point where below where one has greater financial security, one is not an ani. One who is not an ani, and nonetheless goes ahead and accepts tzedakah, he gives off the image of an ani, goes on collecting, or somehow he receives some sort of grant that he's not genuinely entitled to. So we know that, first of all, it's a question of gzela. There's a money which is reserved for aniim. First of all, he's being gezel for people who are giving it al das tzedakah. As well, he's being gezel from other aniim who will thereby not receive the funds because he is taking it improperly. As well, Chazal goes so far as to say that one who takes tzedakah by trying to fool people into thinking he has a need, Chazal are made that one day he'll actually come to being in that position of need. He'll have that chayli, that sort of tzarech. Well, he himself will end up with that predicament that he cast himself as having been in. Now, that's all set aside somebody who, you know, is out to fool people. How about somebody who's entitled to receive tzedakah, and he is a genuine, he is an ani, and he's within the range of what's called legally an ani. Nonetheless, Chazal go to great extremes to show how Tanoim and Amiroim really went to great lengths to avoid coming on to the tzibur. We always ask not to come on to Manas Bosa Vadum. The perspective of Chazal always is that what a person, you know, as far as the giver always has to be ready to give, to help out whatever he can. But as far as the recipient should do every effort, make every effort he can to sacrifice and not have to come on to other people's generosity. We find that even when it comes to Tzarchei Shabbos, a person's supposed to be a mayit, rather than coming on to tzedakah. However, there's a point worth mentioning, and that is that sometimes when a person decides, you know, I'm not coming on to anybody, I don't want anybody's help, I'm going to stick it out myself, I'm going to make it. And sometimes he can't. There's times where there's extreme duress, there's extreme stress on the family, stress on the person, physical, emotional, and it can really destroy a person's life. Chazal are very clear to point out that somebody who's in such a predicament and refuses to take tzedakah is equal to a ritzayach. In a certain sense, he's guilty of murder because he is killing himself, he is killing his family. He's guilty of ruining his entire life and his family. You know, the place can point out that although a person may feel this is rooted in a tzidkus, I'm not coming out to other people, it's essentially a midas royce, and it's an achzorius on himself, and it's a midas ro where he doesn't want to come out to other people, meaning that if there's a point where a person has to, he shouldn't be embarrassed. Obviously, if he can make it work, he should do all he can to make it work. But beyond that point, he shouldn't, you know, he should feel that it's tolerable to come on to other people, and there's nothing wrong with it at that stage. Now, what exactly is an ani? So in years gone by, in eras gone by, the Chazal have a clear standard of certain financial states, 200 zuz, where a person basically has security for the year. In today's society, we don't really work, you know, we don't save up our fruits and vegetables for the year and then have it last through the year. So Chazal, I think it's going to a very hard time establishing exactly what the legal criteria is for ani today. They generally fall along the lines that somebody who has security, he can project for the time ahead, he has some sort of security. You know, he has a job where, truthfully, anybody could be fired at any time. Most jobs, unless someone's, you know, his own employer, in which case he has his own issues. Somebody has a sense of financial security, so he's good to go for a year ahead, looking ahead for a year, we assume that he's okay. However, somebody who is in a financial stable position for the moment, but he knows that there are layoffs going on in his company, he feels, you know, it's just a matter of time, a week or two, until he gets a notice, or even if it may go, you know, a bit further than that, but he's living really month to month in terms of security. He has no security or he has a seasonal job. Such a person, even though he actually has the financial resources at the moment, since he has no security whatsoever, he also legally will be within the boundaries of an ani and will be allowed to accept tzedakah.